When it comes to great straight-up pop music from Germany, look no further than Klee. The band from Cologne is fronted by Susie Kerstgens, famous for her intelligent songwriting and instrumental skills. Klee's story began in 1997 under the name Rally, but they came into their own in 2001. That's when they switched to their current name, inspired by Paul Klee, the German painter from the early 20th century. On June 23, 2010, at the CO Pop Festival in Cologne, the band proved they sound just as good live as on album. Uli Jose Anders took us to their hometown concert, recorded by Deutsche Welle. I'm Greg Weiser. Welcome to Clip. Backstage, it's getting hectic. Singer Susie Kerstgens can hardly wait to get on stage.
I love standing on stage. That's, I don't know, that's who I am. If I weren't a person, then I'd be a stage.
Finally, it's time, and Susie takes the stage with a dramatic take on Zwei Herzen, Two Hearts. Klee has been around for more than 10 years, but hardly any other German band manages to play with so much feeling without sounding sappy. Klee is Susie, a singer with great stage presence that can draw in even the most jaded listener. For her, love isn't kitschy.
Also ich finde so, die Liebe ist so das tragende Element im Leben.
Love is the central element in life. It's beautiful to be able to feel love and to pass it on. It's the best sensation, but also the most painful and the deadliest, that you can give and receive. The ambivalence and opposites involved in love fascinate me.
Aber auch diese absolute Gegenteiligkeit.
The audience sways arm in arm and sings along with each line. Susie's mood is contagious.
Weil die Leute vielleicht einfach eine Sehnsucht nach Emotionen haben.
People yearn for emotion, maybe because everything else is governed by rules. People want to edge a little closer and open their hearts to each other. I think that's a good thing. Better than staying put and letting yourself grow heartless.
Thank you. Zwei Fragen, two questions, with the German band Klee, performing in Cologne in June 2010. And that was the voice of Suzy Kerstgens. Another singer, Günter Gabriel, thought the song was so good that he asked Suzy if he could re-record it with her. The duet raced up the German pop charts. And while some indie bands might not be so keen on mainstream popularity, success brings a different worry for Suzy.
Also es gefällt den meinen Eltern, glaube ich, also meinem Papa zumindest.
My parents are happy about it, my dad anyway. He always says, as long as I still have to worry about you, Suzy, I can't bite the dust. So I was a little worried when the song was getting higher and higher in the charts. I thought, what if I hit the top 10 and dad says, so long? But anyway, so far everything is good.
Dann sagt mein Papa nachher, ja, gute Reise. Aber ist ja nochmal gut, Jan.
For Suzy, it was also strange hearing another singer take on her song. The lyrics are hers through and through, personal, intimate, and authentic.
Ich habe mir damals ja ganz bewusst auch, als ich
Back then, when I first started singing and writing, I told myself consciously, I'm not an actress. Even if it's risky and makes me vulnerable, I want to write as directly from the gut as I can.
Möchte ich schon so wirklich ganz unmittelbar aus mir herausschreiben.
Despite Suzy's almost elfin voice, her lyrics aren't always the happiest.
Yeah, of course there are also times when you're mad or irritated and just say, this is what's going through my head right now. But usually I end up writing about the endless aspects of desire. That's where I can express myself the best.
Die Stadt, The City, by Klee, recorded live in Cologne during the CO Pop Festival 2010. At which point, Klee was gearing up for their fifth album, working hard on new melodies and lyrics. Here, too, love is at the core of the songs. But Suzy has learned from the last four albums that writing straight from the heart doesn't always work. Sometimes things have to be edited.
Ich abstrahiere das natürlich alles. Ne? Man möchte ja auch, dass man das auch teilen kann und nicht nur so.
I write everything a little abstractly. I definitely want other people to be able to take part in the songs, so they shouldn't just be about me. But still, the lyrics are a little bit like a diary and very intimate. But it's a diary without a key. You don't really need one anyway, because you could pry it open with a pin.
Den man eh nicht braucht, weil man es mit einer Haarnadel ja auch aufmachen kann.
Wir werden wie Gold sein. Und jeden Augenblick gibt's kein Zurück. Und wir sind Teil eines Ganzen, das größer ist als du und ich. Und du und ich. Wir werden wie Gold sein. Wir werden wie Gold sein.
I'm Greg Weiser. Thanks for joining me in this podcast with the German band Klee.